the extract.
Comedians are feasting on politicians, and why? Because of their bad judgment. Does a bad character and bad morals mean you're a bad politician? Yes! That's where we start, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. And, of course, Congressman Anthony Weiner is just the latest in a string of politicians who went down the wrong path in New York. Boy, you think of Elliot Spitzer when he was governor. Client, what? And then, of course, more recently, Christopher Lee in February, another congressman cruising on Craigslist found a woman, sent a little sexy photo of himself shirtless, didn't mention that he was married or was a congressman. And now we have the tale of Congressman Weiner, who denied that he sent a picture of his crotch through Twitter to a Seattle college girl. Now he's changed his tune. He's asking, you know, for forgiveness. He apologized. But truly, you just have to say, why? Why did he do this? And he also claimed that it wasn't just this one thing, that really there were six different women that he had online relationships with, but he never had sexual relationships with them. And he just steps in line with a long string of politicians. As I said, John Edwards, just recently in the news, heading into the weekend, I wrote a story. If you go to the GCN website, you'll see it, on Edwards, who really had the power of persuasion on his side when he was a politician. The aw shucks. I was just a poor boy and I made it. Got through law school, made a lot of money, tried to help a lot of poor people. And he did help poor people. But he helped himself, too, just like Congressman Weiner. And that's the problem. Do you really want somebody to represent you with that kind of ego, that kind of arrogance, where they think they're just strictly above it? I have to say, for my money, the answer is no. Especially when they're touting all these other things. When they're pointing fingers, really, at other people. Now, admitting to Internet Affairs, how can this guy be the representative when he's too stupid? You can't possibly want someone like that to represent you, because you have to question his intelligence. And especially in this era where we just had a couple of people like John Edwards get nailed, indicted no less, for campaign funds, misuse of that, connected to a woman who became a mistress who became pregnant while he was married and his wife was riddled with cancer and he was on the campaign trail running to become president of the United States on the Democratic side of things. I mean, certainly he knows. There's plenty of examples with the politicians. Arnold Schwarzenegger, no longer the governor of California, but didn't seem to care that he fooled around with the housekeeper and had a child with her and then was supporting this child while he was the governor of California, parading around his family and the whole family man thing and all that stuff. And listen, I'm no prude. I do not, however, want someone like this to represent me. It is a disgrace. It doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican. You look at where we are in this country. You see what's happening to small businesses and the conversations that we're having with each other. And they just don't give a damn. They don't care. Weiner doesn't care about that. He's thinking about one thing, and that's himself. That's his own pleasure. I think he resigns and should resign. He has it. He's digging in. And I think it becomes worse if he doesn't resign. Forget the ethics committee. Forget spending money, wasting more time on that. 800-259-5791. Let's go out to Stu in Kentucky. Stu, how are you?
Pretty good, Jake. You?
I'm good. It's so nice to hear your voice.
It's been a while. I wanted to call him about the wiener dude.
Yeah, what do you think?
God, what a wiener.
So easy, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and as far as John Edwards, he didn't really help the poor. He just kind of chased the EMS that the poor was in to drive up our insurance costs.
There you go.
So, I mean, he didn't really do a whole lot either. It was just typical political BS. Poor politicians were above the rest. That's how they look at it.
That's what it's really, it is. It's an adult playground. The Capitol, that's what it's for, I guess. Just the abuse of power.
It's been that way for years, the Kennedys and all the way now. So that was just my thing. I wanted to call about the wiener dude.
Yeah. You think he should resign?
Yeah, but they say he's not going to. I think he should. I mean, he just made a mockery of his constituents and his family and everybody else. I think it would be smarter if he just resigned and get himself out of the spotlight. Why would he want to drag his family through the ethics committee?
That's what I think. Why would he want to
drag
his
tax dollars?
That's the other thing. Why should we have to pay for this nonsense? We shouldn't.
Well, yeah. I mean, we shouldn't, but, you know, it's just like Rangel. You know, we went through all with him with the ethics committee, and I don't think we should be spending our tax dollars on that. We got a lot of other things we need to spend it on. And politicians screwing up, getting a bunch of perverts is the last thing we need to spend our tax dollars on.
Yeah.
They go in, if they can't be responsible, set an example, and that's how you lead by example. So if they can't set the example, throw them out.
Yeah, I agree. I think they should be booted.
Yeah, without doubt. And I mean, he showed enough decency just to resign and get it over with. And as far as Schwarzenegger goes, you know, he lives that California lifestyle and thinks because he's a Hollywood movie star, he can do what he wants and get by with it. And he was a poor example for a Republican anyway. You seen what kind of debt he drove in
California. Kidding, huh?
I mean, geez, I mean, the guy was I don't know. I guess he's a good actor because you got all them people to vote for him.
Yeah,
I don't know
exactly
what California's going to do now. I have no idea.
Oh, they're sinking. Are you kidding? They're talking about, listen, we've got to grow pot and sell it. What are we going to do? Somebody has to loosen up here. We got to figure out a way to make money. They're in trouble. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've always said, except for like the produce market there, California's a consumer state. It's not a producing state.
Yeah.
So they're always going to pay. Everything's going to be a higher cost there because they got to pay to bring so much stuff into them. You know what I'm saying? They're not an industrial state. They've got a lot of produce they ship out, but other than that, they don't have nothing. So when the season's not in, and it's in the middle of January, and everything's in Arizona, California's just kind of there. They're consuming constantly, so thank you,
Kate. So many people, such a big state. Stu, great to hear from you. You take care, my friend. He says he has to go, and I agree, and it's a long line of politicians who are doing ridiculous things, sexting instead of paying attention to the job at hand, no doubt. Round the bend, the maids are fed up. I'm going to tell you why. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome to the Hall of Shame, Congressman Wiener, because really that's where he is. Well, we're talking about Congress and what Congress needs to do, as somebody said to me, hey, what do you think Congress should do to try to figure out how to stimulate the economy some more? Should there be another stimulus plan? No. We saw what happened to the stimulus the first time around, and I know there's someone who could dispute me and call up and say, well, don't you remember that project? I want to hear about a few little pocket projects here and there. For the most part, the stimulus was spread out so far, it made no sense to me because the projects were backed out to coincide with 2012. They needed to be front-loaded when people needed jobs, if that's what you're going to do, if you're going to spend money. But we're not talking about spending money. We're talking about a guy who votes on that kind of stuff. We're talking about someone who has power, legislative power. Don't forget that. And this is our government. This is sad. Never, ever, ever forget we the people. So we the people are definitely let down by Congressman Wiener. Doesn't mean we can't offer redemption, that we can't say, yeah, we forgive you. Absolutely, when you're out of office. Because he shouldn't be in office. How do you trust someone like that? How do you trust him when he obviously had a problem with the amount of times that he was emailing these women, one who kept a catalog of it, like 100 emails? That's pretty big, 100 emails. And within the last couple of months, he's been married for a year. Something's wrong with this picture. Let's go to Betty in Kentucky. Hey, Betty, you're on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hello.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear from you.
Good. The Wiener guy, he needs to quit or they need to fire him or whatever, but that's not really the reason I'm calling. Our Constitution gives us the right to do away with our government if it no longer does what we wanted it to do. Mm-hmm. On Facebook, there could be a site that you could go to and say, okay, cut Congress's pay to zero, cut their health care, cut their pension. They spend all that money getting elected, so I think they would do it for free, you know, because once they get in there, they corrupt and find out the insider stuff and all that so that they can get rich. Our country is going down fast, and it'll be a feudal state before it's over. There'll be a few wealthy at the top, and that's the way it's going to be unless the men of this country do something. And they can do it peacefully. It can be done through the media. I mean, we can vote. If there's a website that says, okay, this is what we want the rules to be for Congress, to our senators and representatives, this is what their pay will be, this is the benefits they get. They should not have the right to vote for their own raises. So,
I agree with that. Listen, I agree with that. The problem is, because of now all these things that have happened, I mean, ultimately, as you say, this can be done peacefully. The problem is, first of all, not everybody falls into that boat. And you have to remember, Betty, the midterm elections, that was the idea. A lot of the people that got elected in November, that was part of the change. We don't want this anymore. We've gone out and we've spoken about it. So now there were all these freshmen that were elected to help make the change, that people weren't happy with what's going on with health care, with what's going on with our monetary system. So we've planted, or some of those seeds are there, and do you give them time to sprout? Because remember how many newly elected people there are that are in Congress.
Well, the one guy that's there that keeps talking about doing away with Medicare and Social Security, he's not speaking my language at all.
Paul Ryan.
I think what they need to do away with is do away with their own pensions and their own health care. Let them get on Medicare like everybody else when they get 65. This country is just catering to the wealthy. And if they don't do something about it, it's going to be too late.
Good point, Betty. What do the rest of you think, listening in America? Thanks. Are we just catering to the rich? And if you're lucky and you hook up with someone wealthy, or you catch fire with your company, then you're going to be okay. I mean, there is a great fear of that, and it makes sense because the middle class is getting squeezed out. And Betty makes a great point. I say the same thing. I second her desire. If the plans are so good, then why aren't the politicians on them? I talked to a congressman one time who shall remain nameless, who said to me, all I need to do is get through this one term, because we're talking about reelection. All I need to get through this one term because I'm going to have a really good pension. I'll be able to get that money. And I'm like thinking to myself, well, of course, get in there, get the money, and get out if that's what you want, or at least not be worried about it, because the way to protect yourself from your ego of not getting, in case you're not reelected, is, oh, well, I'll be able to still have that nice chunk of change at the end, and I have good health care. And she's right. Let them get on Medicare when they're 65. Besides Congressman Wiener, there is another bad boy in New York, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. You might have heard of him. The ex-IMF chief. What is IMF? The International Monetary Fund. Now, with all these countries going down the tubes, Greece, Ireland, etc., who are they leaning on? The IMF, bailing them out. And then it's a question of where are we headed with some of these global crises, and how does that affect our monetary system? So this was a guy who had a real shot at being the president of France. You know the story by now. He's charged with a couple of counts of sexual assaults in going after a maid in the Chichi Hotel where he was staying in Manhattan. Once again, powerful, thinking he was above it. Well, he decided to plead not guilty, and that happened in Manhattan earlier on Monday. And let me tell you, Housekeepers United, because they came out in force, and this is what they sounded like. Yeah, they're screaming, shame on you. And there was a whole bunch of hotel housekeepers, that's what they are, that were outside of the courthouse. And the ex-IMF chief pled not guilty, like I said, at that arraignment. Here's what his attorney, Benjamin Brofman, had to say.
Once the evidence is reviewed, it will be clear that there was no element a forcible compulsion in this case whatsoever. Any suggestion to the contrary is simply not credible.
All right, according to what the court documents are saying and prosecutors are saying, Strauss-Kahn grabbed her chest, tried to take off her pantyhose, and forcibly grabbed her between the legs. So you decide. The criminal complaint against Strauss-Kahn, who used to be Mr. Powerful and, of course, is out on $6 million bail, alleges that he forced her to engage in oral sexual conduct and anal sexual conduct and try to force her to engage in sexual intercourse. Ooh, they are really trying to nail this guy. So the next time he'll appear in court isn't until July 18th. No date has been set at all for the trial. The victim hasn't gone back to work. She's going to testify against him, according to her attorney. She's going to come to the courthouse. She's going to get up on the stand, and she's going to tell everybody what Dominique Strauss-Kahn did to her. That's what her attorney says. And he's got super uber expensive legal teams around him that are working round the clock, I heard, to come up with anything and everything they can to refute the evidence that the prosecution is bringing forth. Think about this. This illustrates our point of being rich and not being rich. He's under court-ordered watch as part of the terms of the $6 million bail agreement. He has to pay for 24-hour armed guards posted at the door and electronic surveillance. He's in a luxury townhouse. Oh, what a rough life. Huh? He's going to get his, I have a feeling. Stay with us.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antibiotic, antiviral and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America tonight. By the way, why did he send the photograph of his underwear, of his crotch? Well, he did clear that up, of course, in the news conference and said it was a joke. It was a joke. That's all it was. It was a hugely regrettable mistake. That is some joke. The joke's on him. And he said, I haven't told the truth and have done things I deeply regret. I brought pain to people I care about. So the intended recipient of that crotch photograph is, to clear it up, is a college student in Washington State. Her name's Jeanette Cordova, 21 years old. And he said that they had exchanged a few messages before he sent the photo, which was supposed to be a joke. Again, the joke is on him, and he needs to bail on his career as one of the representatives of New York because this will never leave him otherwise anyway. And it's very reminiscent of a photo of a former congressman, Chris Lee, who very abruptly resigned from office in February after a shirtless photo started to surface of him that he sent a woman on Craigslist, and that became public, and that was it. So this is a guy who has a huge national profile. Remember that whole debate over health care? He really was outspoken about the idea of a single-payer program for everyone. And even he liked the public option. So he didn't get what he wanted, but he certainly had the attention of a lot of Democrats who liked what he was saying. He absolutely was a rising star in the party. So two of his buddies, Chuck Schumer, the New York senior senator, just said he was deeply pained and saddened by the news. And, of course, he said by fully explaining himself, apologizing to all he hurt and taking responsibility for his actions, he did the right thing. And this is interesting. Schumer says he remains a talented and committed public servant. I pray he and his family can get through these difficult times. Schumer's backing him up 100%. Not looking for him to get censured or any of that stuff through the ethics committee. All right, some of you are patiently waiting in the wings. Let's head in that direction. How about Trey in Kentucky? Hey, Trey, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm doing good. Playing with the horses. How you doing?
Oh, playing with the horses. How fun. Getting ready for another race, the Belmont.
Yes. Yes.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be the bad guy here, and I'm going to have to stand behind him. That's between him and his family. As long as he's doing his job, Mr. Wiener there, with the, what did you call it? What is it again? The electronic. That was great. What was it again? I'm sorry.
Sexually charged electronic affair.
Charged and electronic. What are those words you don't hear often used together?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to have to stand behind him. I mean, too many times we put politicians and celebrities up on pedestals. I mean, they mess up like the rest of us, and everybody's into weird things and odd things, and to each his own. You know, that's between him and his family. As long as he's still doing a good job when he's in that chair, whatever he does outside of it, as long as it's legal and don't hurt nobody, I don't understand, you know, what everybody's big deal is.
So you wouldn't care if somebody that represented you in Kentucky was sending his crotch randomly to women that he hooked up with on the internet, and he's married.
No, I didn't elect him for his crotch. I didn't elect his crotch. I elected his brain. I mean, I know the guy's close to the same thing, but I mean, come on now.
Trey, are so in the minority. I am stunned.
I appreciate
that opinion. You're saying, listen, whatever he does, I don't care. It's if he's a good politician, if he represented me and I like what he's voting on and what he's saying, then I don't care what the other things are that he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, that's up to his wife if she wants to hit him with the frying pan or not. Not me. So
you know. She might want to hit him with the frying pan now. Maybe she didn't really care. She didn't really care. So just remember that. Sexually electronic relationships.
All right, I got it. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you. I really like the when you throw in the charged. Sexually charged electronic relationships or affairs. So crazy. I disagree with Trey. And again, I'm not like a prudish person. It's not even about that. It's just that you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. How can you trust this guy to have your best interest when he's absorbed in himself? That's what the problem is, Trey. He's absorbed in himself. He's sexting all over the place. And that's a seductive kind of thing. So how many hours is he doing that? Sure, he said he used his own BlackBerry and computer and whatever. So does he hurry up and take the vote and then run outside and sext a bunch of women that he's hitting up through the internet? Yeah. I don't think it flies. It doesn't fly here. I don't know that it would fly in some other places either. Now, we could go down the road, like I said, of, well, you know, what if he was single? Forget if the wife says it's okay. I mean, just forget that whole thing. If he was completely single, and this is the other part I don't get, because remember Brett Favre, I was just thinking about this, Brett Favre and his own package, and that story about the photo that he sent to, remember, Jen Sturger, her name was, and she was working with the Jets organization, and how big that story was. I just have to say, guys, I don't get the sexting pictures of yourself with what that makes them desirable. It's got to be something about getting caught. I think it's more about that. Just tweeting a photo, a shocking photo, a lewd photo, whatever. And the idea that, ooh, you know, that, you know, it's under the wire off the grid. Maybe I won't get caught. That's what I'm thinking. That there must be something to that. All right, Al is listening to us in Canada. He has the last word this hour. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hi. No, wieners and spam are pretty much the same thing, aren't they? So I guess, this wiener sending out, as long as Barney, wiener's sending out spam, as long as Barney Frank doesn't start emailing his private part. And if this Mr. Wiener is a big fan of Canadian health care, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, if he goes, comes up to Canada and starts running around buck naked, he'll get pneumonia. And if he gets pneumonia, he'll go on a 5-year waiting list. Somebody should remind him of that. And also, Kate, I would like to apologize to all those Boston Bruin fans that were in Vancouver and were treated like scum. Did you hear about that?
Are you talking about the Bruins rallied? Are you talking about the, you're talking about the... You're talking about outside of the arena.
Yeah. But the last game in Vancouver, there were some Boston Bruins fans up there, and they were surrounded by some drunken thugs, some Vancouver knucklehead fans, and one guy's wife was physically threatened. This is ridiculous. You do not treat the fans of a visiting team like that. I don't care whether you're drunk or not. And, you know, that cotton-picking Roberto lets in too many goals, though, or whatever. Roberto Luongo, right? The goalie for Vancouver?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole game. Was he in for all 8 goals? Do you know?
He allowed 2 goals in the first 2 games. And then in this last game, because as you said, it was 8-1, I don't know that he was in the whole game. I'm not sure because I didn't see the whole game. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether they pulled, but that guy has 2 good games and then he has 1 or 2 bad games. He's hot and cold. And also, okay, one really quick comment. I just heard that the U.S. Postal Service, the U.S. Post Office, is hundreds of billions or tens of billions of dollars in debt. The U.S. Post Office is the U.S. Post Office that much in debt, like billions
yes.
and billions?
Yes, so they're in trouble. Yeah, they're in trouble.
Yeah, up here in Canada, we turn it into a crown corporation, a free enterprise. We turned our post office into a free enterprise crown corporation about 15 years ago, and it's making money. We're the cotton picking, all the union goons and thugs in the union are on strike now. The Canadian Post Office is on strike, but you know, you should free enterprise and competition. You guys should turn the U.S. Post Office into a private corporation.
Yeah, you know what, Al, there's a good chance it either they shrink it. Certainly they're talking about not delivering mail on Saturdays and so that you would just have it Monday through Friday. There's some very big concerns about what to do with the post office. They've closed a lot of post offices across the United States. Thanks for the call, Al.
Spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at AdamandEve.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
America Tonight. By the way, why did he send the photograph of his underwear, of his crotch? Well, he did clear that up, of course, in the news conference and said it was a joke. It was a joke. That's all it was. It was a hugely regrettable mistake. That is some joke. The joke's on him. And he said, I haven't told the truth and have done things I deeply regret. I brought pain to people I care about. So the intended recipient of that crotch photograph is, to clear it up, is a college student in Washington State. Her name's Jeanette Cordova, 21 years old. And he said that they had exchanged a few messages before he sent the photo, which was supposed to be a joke. Again, the joke is on him, and he needs to bail on his career as one of the representatives of New York because this will never leave him otherwise anyway. And it's very reminiscent of a photo of a former congressman, Chris Lee, who very abruptly resigned from office in February after a shirtless photo started to surface of him that he sent a woman on Craigslist, and that became public, and that was it. So this is a guy who has a huge national profile. Remember that whole debate over health care? He really was outspoken about the idea of a single-payer program for everyone, and even he liked the public option. So he didn't get what he wanted, but he certainly had the attention of a lot of Democrats who liked what he was saying. He absolutely was a rising star in the party. So two of his buddies, Chuck Schumer, the New York senior senator, just said he was deeply pained and saddened by the news. And, of course, he said by fully explaining himself, apologizing to all he hurt and taking responsibility for his actions, he did the right thing. And this is interesting. Schumer says he remains a talented and committed public servant. I pray he and his family can get through these difficult times. Schumer's backing him up 100%. Not looking for him to get censured or any of that stuff through the ethics committee. All right, some of you are patiently waiting in the wings. Let's head in that direction. How about Trey in Kentucky? Hey, Trey, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm doing good. Playing with the horses. How you doing?
Oh, playing with the horses. How fun. Getting ready for another race, the Belmont.
Yes. Yes.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to be the bad guy here, and I'm going to have to stand behind him. That's between him and his family. As long as he's doing his job, Mr. Wiener there. With the, what did you call it? What is it again? Electronic. That was great. What was it again? I'm sorry.
Sexually charged electronic affair.
Charged and electronic. Well, those are words you don't hear often used together.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to have to stand behind him. I mean, too many times we put politicians and celebrities up on pedestals. I mean, they mess up like the rest of us, and everybody's into weird things and odd things, and to each his own. You know, that's between him and his family. As long as he's still doing a good job when he's in that chair, whatever he does outside of it, as long as it's legal and don't hurt nobody, I don't understand, you know, what everybody's big deal is.
So you wouldn't care if somebody that represented you in Kentucky was sending his crotch randomly to women that he hooked up with on the internet, and he's married.
No, I mean, I didn't elect him for his crotch. I didn't elect his crotch. I elected his brain. I mean, I know the guy's close to the same thing, but I mean, come on now.
Trey, you are so in the minority. I am stunned. Now, I appreciate that opinion. You're saying, listen, whatever he does, I don't care. If he's a good politician, if he represented me and I like what he's voting on and what he's saying, then I don't care what the other things are that he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, that's up to his wife if she wants to hit him with the frying pan or not. Not me. So.
She might want to hit him with the frying pan now. Maybe she didn't really care. So just remember that. Sexually electronic relationships.
All right, I got it. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you. I really like the when you throw in the charged. Sexually charged electronic relationships or affairs. So, crazy. I disagree with Trey. And again, I'm not like a prudish person. It's not even about that. It's just that you gotta be kidding me. How can you trust this guy to have your best interest when he's absorbed in himself? That's what the problem is, Trey. He's absorbed in himself. He's sexting all over the place. And that's a seductive kind of thing. So how many hours is he doing that? Sure, he said he used his own BlackBerry and computer and whatever. So does he hurry up and take the vote and then run outside and sext a bunch of women that he's hitting up through the internet? Yeah. I don't think it flies. It doesn't fly here. I don't know that it would fly in some other places either. Now, we could go down the road, like I said, of, well, you know, what if he was single? Forget if the wife says it's okay. I mean, just forget that whole thing. If he was completely single. And this is the other part I don't get. Because remember Brett Favre, I was just thinking about this, Brett Favre and his own package. And that story about the photo that he sent to, remember, Jen Sturger, her name was. That she was working with the Jets organization and how big that story was. I just have to say, guys, I don't get the sexting pictures of yourself with what that makes them desirable. It's got to be something about getting caught. I think it's more about that. Just tweeting a photo, a shocking photo, a lewd photo, whatever. And the idea that, ooh, you know, that you know, it's under the wire. It's off the grid. Maybe I won't get caught. That's what I'm thinking. That there must be something to that. All right, Al is listening to us in Canada. He has the last word this hour. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hi. You know, wieners and spam are pretty much the same thing, aren't they? So I guess, you know, this wiener sending out, as long as Barney, wiener's sending out spam, as long as Barney Frank doesn't start emailing his private part. And if this Mr. Wiener is a big fan of Canadian health care, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, if he goes, comes up to Canada and starts running around buck naked, he'll get pneumonia. And if he gets pneumonia, he'll go on a 5-year waiting list. Somebody should remind him of that. And also, Kate, I would like to apologize to all those Boston Bruin fans that were in Vancouver and were treated like scum. Did you hear about that?
Are you talking about the Bruins rallied. Are you talking about the, no, you're talking about the, you're not talking about the on ice injury. You're talking about outside of the arena.
Yeah. But the last game in Vancouver, there were some Boston Bruins fans up there, and they were surrounded by some drunken thugs, some Vancouver knucklehead fans, and one guy's wife was physically threatened. This is ridiculous. You do not treat the fans of a visiting team like that. I don't care whether you're drunk or not. And, you know, that cotton-picking Roberto lets in too many goals, or whatever. Roberto Luongo, right? The goalie for Vancouver.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole game. Was he in for all 8 goals? Do you know?
He allowed 2 goals in the first 2 games. And then in this last game, because as you said, it was 8-1, I don't know that he was in the whole game. I'm not sure because I didn't see the whole game. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether they pulled, but that guy has 2 good games, and then he has 1 or 2 bad games. He's hot and cold. And also, okay, one really quick comment. I just heard that the U.S. Postal Service, the U.S. Post Office, is hundreds of billions or tens of billions of dollars in debt. The U.S. Post Office, is the U.S. Post Office that much in debt, like billions
yes.
and billions?
Yes, so they're in trouble. Yeah, they're in trouble.
Yeah, up here in Canada, we turned it into a crown corporation, a free enterprise. We turned our post office into a free enterprise crown corporation about 15 years ago. And it's making money. We're the cotton picking, all the union goons and thugs in the union are on strike now. The Canadian post office union is on strike. But, you know, you should, free enterprise and competition, you guys should turn the U.S. post office into a private corporation.
Yeah, you know what, Al, there's a good chance it either they shrink it. Certainly they're talking about not delivering mail on Saturdays, and so that you just have it Monday through Friday. There's some very big concerns about what to do with the post office. They've closed a lot of post offices across the United States. Thanks for the call, Al.